דניאל פרק שלישי. And so yesterday we learned how it was that Nebuchadnezzar was shown the development and the, one could say, the devolution of Malchut in ways that left him quite shattered. His initial response was to see Daniel as being almost a godlike figure. He wanted to make him into an Avodah Zarah, as Chazal say. But certainly it seemed that he accepted upon himself that this would be the inexorable direction of history. Didn't take too long, of course, for him to think that over, and to realize that if the problem is that only the Rosh is Zahav, and that the reason that the Malchut can't really stand is because on the bottom it's comprised of things that don't hold together, the solution ought to be an even greater imposition of integration from above. Now, of course, in this, he's in exactly the right spot, and that is Bavel. Because that was the first idea of Bavel. It was the Nimrod idea, the sense of getting everybody together from all over the world and together. The Medrash points out, not only did they both, as we're going to see what Nebuchadnezzar does, not only did they both call together representation from all of the nations that they had connections to, and specifically noted the different languages and the way that each one would be identified by their language, but they went to exactly the same location, so that the Migdal above it says, V'imtzalem Bik'ah, and that is identified in Chazal as Bik'ah Dura, as the Rabbi Nubachi explains over there, but it's also found in Midrashim, but everybody takes it for granted. So that was Bik'ah Dura. And this is what Nebuchadnezzar's ultimate response is to the vision of the future was given to him by Daniel, was to construct his own vision of the Malchut, the equivalent of the Migdal Bavel, which was meant to be the human Malchut that would reach to the sky. And he, too, took the vision that was shown to him of this enormous tselem that had all of these different materials, and he changed it, so that it would be made specifically of, entirely in gold, as opposed to having a head that was gold. So Nebuchadnezzar Malka Avat Selem Didahav, he made this enormous statue that was of gold. Rume Amin Shittin, 60 Amot high, and Patya Amin Shit, 6 Amot wide, which can't possibly stand, nor did it. So as the Bedr says, this was meant to be Migdal, essentially. They kept putting it up, and of course, the only solution that they came up with to how this thing would be able to stand was to say, you know, we just got all of that gold from the treasury of the Beit HaMikdash, let us base it. Of course, there's all kinds of rumors here. According to Rashi, remember that the vision that he had was this base. He learned the Chen means that it had an enormous base. And we were wondering yesterday, so what's the significance of that base? But in the end, he rebuilds the very base, which he thinks is the solution, if the Evan that was going to destroy the whole thing, which was Malchus Mashiach in the end, that becomes this enormous mountain, takes over everything. If the only reason that the Evan is able to destroy is because it's touching now a Malchut that is not integrated, then the way to do this is to compel integration and to build everything on what it is that Israel has done. Take all of their gold. That's what he did. Poured all of the gold to make a base for it. And indeed, Yecheskel Merames this by saying, Kaspam b'chutzot yashlichu uzahavam l'nidayi. Yeah, and that's, of course, Tumat Nida is keneged the Tumah Avodat Kochavim. So they put up this thing. And he then calls together all of the nations. Nebuchadnezzar Malka Shlach L'michnash, he sends now messengers to gather together all of the leaders. Dechashdap Naya, we meet some of these terms we meet in Megillat Esther. Others we know only from the Greek, various Midrashim, but you're talking about Greek times, Roman times, they continue to use a lot of these words. We can make out some of them. The Pachvata, we know those are the governors that they had, because we talk about them in Yehuda as well, the Pachot of Yehuda. We know Signaya sounds like Sagan, so Sagan kuna, we're used to thinking of it in terms of vice, vice president of the Sigan HaKohen, but it also is a Lashon, as it was meant, as it was used throughout the Middle Ages. Sigan was the, as in Segel, you know the last name Segel? Is Sigan Levian, is what it stands for. And that's because it's a Lashon of nobility. So it's like the nobles, the highest families of. Okay, in any event, we're not going to be able to define precisely. All of the Rishonim have a different explanation of what the details of the political implications of the words mean, but they go from top down of various levels of political influence, each one of the various countries and city-states that they represented. And so he sends to gather together all of the Chashtarpnim, all of the Skanim, all of the Pachot, all of the Adar Gazraya, that's a word that we saw some of before, to be Gozer. So some of the Rishonim are the Shoftim, but that's the congressmen, the senators, the Gozerim, the Mechokekim. Gidavraya, Ditavraya, Taftaya, V'chol Shitonei Medinata, all levels of rulership in all the various districts. Lemete, to come, cordially invited, as I say, cordially invited or else, Lechanukat Salma, to come to the great Chanukat Hatzelem, Dihe came Nebuchadnezzar Malka, that the king Nebuchadnezzar has now set up. This, of course, is the Girs of the Hazmanah. It sounds about as hoity-toity as the Hazmanot to the wedding sound nowadays. But as we pointed out before, all the language sounds rather strange and stylistic and so on. But I'm reminded of how my kids, when they first saw movies that I had, I had made them into DVDs. They finally got to see them, of the family in the 50s, you know. And their reaction was, what? People really did talk that way? They thought that all the movies were like some kind of... They actually were that way, and it's very difficult to relate to the signon, to the modes of expression. It sounds to us, and when you look at some of these old movies, it sounds, why are they talking in such exaggerated tones? And I mean, can't they act? And these were like the best actors? That's the way people were. So we take a look, obviously, thousands of years ago, a totally different culture. You might be looking at Martians. I mean, these guys do not seem like they belong on this earth. Everything, completely stylistic, 50s haircuts. I mean, come on. But what can you do? Ba'adayin, and so indeed, Be'adayin mitkanshin, and then came together all of the Achashdabnaya, Signaya, Pachavata, the Adar Gazraya, the Gedavraya, the Tavraya, and the Tiftaya. And by the way, part of the signon of the period is repetition. If you say it over and over again, it gets to sound more and more real and more important. So don't be surprised to find entire lists mentioned again and again and again and never cut down. That's the whole point. It's supposed to sound official. It's something like the way that these tekesim and tzahal sound. You know? Like somebody looking from the outside says, they can't be serious about this. But somehow by repetition and by continuous discussion, they think that it makes more sense. And so indeed did all of them appear. V'chol shitonei bidinata lechanukat salma dehekem Nebuchadnezzar Malka. They did indeed come to the celebration that Nebuchadnezzar the king made. V'kayimin lekobel salma, there they all standing right across from this massive statue. Dehekem Nebuchadnezzar. And so, the announcer calls out with great power, Lachon, to thee, Amarin, is commanded, Amamaya, Umaya, Velishanaya, those of you of different political bents, those of you of different nationalities, and those of you of the various tongues. And here's your orders. Be'idana tetishma'un, at the moment, that you hear the sound of the karna, which was the horns, the mashrukita, which was obviously some type of wind instrument, mashrek, so it's a trumpet, and the katros, which in Greek meant a violin or a harp, And the Nazaka Zabach works about what all these other things are. The Sapcha, the Psanterin, the Sumpanya, which of course is the word for symphony, which is the Greek word for gather together all the various instruments, not a particular instrument. The Chosene Zemaran, all of the various instrumentations of the great and glorious orchestra that will play for you the special Chanukah Tatzelem prelude. At that moment, you fall on your faces, you hear? Tiplun v'tizgedun l'tzelem d'ahava d'hakem Nebuchadnezzar Malka. You must fall and bow to this golden statue which Nebuchadnezzar the king has put up. Now, what was the meaning of this golden statue? This is a major machlokas rishonim, which has important implications in halacha. It's basically, the main place where everybody knows about it is the machlokas between the Ri and the Rabbeinu Tam, benogea, what things you're mechuyev to be moser nefesh on when it comes to avodah zarah. The mashmaut, according to Rabbeinu Tam, he says that the mashmaut of the entire sugya is that Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah were volunteers, and that it was perfectly okay to bow down to this thing. And that, in essence, this was meant exactly as we would understand it to be meant from the previous parasha. It was an attempt to create an image of Malchut Bavel, which was the goal that we had seen before. It was not Avodah Zarah. It was a political imagery. And we find that, of course, that blends very much throughout Avodah Zarah, the Andarta of the Melachim, and so on. So that borders on, and they would bring Tzlamim there, and so on. But the idea of celebrating the renewed power of Malchut Bavel, the way it's capable of organizing and integrating these various languages and these different cultures and so on, it rings right in your ears with the issue of the Migdal Bavel originally. The question of the religion is in the background. It's not really important. And therefore, there was no need to be Moser Nefesh not to bow down to this thing. It's just a political move, and it's the way in which you show your loyalty to the kingdom. The Ri, on the other hand, and many other Rishonim on both sides, holds that it was true Avodah Zarah, and the only issue is that Hananiah, Mishael and Azariah might have been able to avoid going there. Now, this is the Medrash that says that Hananiah, Mishael and Azariah came to Yirmiyahu, and they asked, what's the rules over here? And he said, well, it says, Chavi kimat regad, yavor zam. You don't have to be there. So get out of the way. And in fact, according to Amad Yomar, that's what happened to Daniel. Daniel never shows up. Amad Yomar went on this political mission to overseas. Whatever, he wasn't around. So it wasn't Nogea. He knew it was coming. Was he have to get involved in this one? Some learned that Nebuchadnezzar tried to protect him. Others learned that you'll note that the message was given only to officials. And then Daniel, was the private advisor to the king. He had no need to be there, nor was he invited to be there. Because he didn't have an official position. It was very much in the background, in which Kol Divrei Malchut were Nechtachin al Yado, but he had maybe everything came back to him. But Lamaisa, he had no real position in this entire thing. So, in any event, that machloket means different things. But what it says is they came and they said, so what do we do? He says, just don't be there. No, but we want to be there. You think it's right that this idiot should make this thing and there shouldn't be one person to protest? Well, if you want to be there, I can't tell you not to go, but would you like me to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu whether it'll be okay? I'm sorry, I say I meant Yecheskel. Should I ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Yes, please. Okay, so get to Nevius. Tell them not to rely on me. I got nothing to do with this. They want to do it, it's their own plan. So he says, look, Akash Broker says, don't rely on him. So they said, okay, well, you know what, it doesn't really matter. This is our decision, this is what we want to do. And, if it's a bigger Kiddush Hashem that we should be killed, whatever he does, it's fine with us. We're going Amanas to be Meser Nefesh, should be a Nes, be a Nes. After they leave, of course, the Kodesh Baruch Hu says to us, well, you think I'm not going to take care of these guys? Of course. I don't want them to go in there relying on me. That's, of course, as Chazal tell us, whoever does things Amanat Sheyasu Lo Nes, he doesn't get a Nes. If he goes to do what needs to be done without any thoughts of the implications, then Osim Lo Nes. But it's not. This is a time of Hester Pani. And that's really the message. It's the time of Esther Purim. You want to make a stand. Don't expect the stand to be successful. This, of course, becomes very important in the time of Hanukkah and so on. The issue is not the success. The issue is the stand. And on that level, Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah indeed were the precursors of an entirely new way of doing things. You don't estimate the actual result. It's like the thing that comes before. It's the early form of a thing. So they were the ones that gave us this new direction. That at a time of Esther Ponim, you live within Esther Ponim. You don't expect to be successful. And what it is that the human does, that is the gilui that you're limited to min hashamayim. And sometimes you can actually be zeicha to break through the Esther Ponim because of that. But it certainly is not in the cards. It's not meant to be in the cards. Once upon a time, if something didn't result in a nace, then why should I be Isaac in it? Chil Hashem. You mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't save us? That's what people will say. It's better we shouldn't do it. But that's really true. That's what it was like at the time, living with the Beit HaMikdash, which is Asara Nisim, every day, and there's no Esther Ponim, so then it's indeed a proof that you're not worth saving. So, they're ready to go, as we'll see. And so everybody comes in, and they're all there, and sure enough, they are warned up in advance with the crews, Umandalo ye pile visco, just let it be known. Whoever does not bow down, fall down on his face and bow, on the spot, I tell you, beishata yitrambe lagoatun nura yakidata, they will be thrown into the Kifshan Ha'esh, the old Kifshan Ha'esh, back from the time of Nimrod. So this was the furnace that was the symbol of the crushing of the scent, so that the word for crushing, kovesh, is Kifshan. And that's the point. Where better to crush the scent than in the crushing machine? Kol kabel dina bezimna, kidei shamin kolamamaya. And so, therefore, and again, this kol kabel has all of these things, so it's Kol Kabel, so long as this provides the background to, in light of, and all variations of, it all means the same thing, basically. So that means that at that very moment, Kidi Shamin Kol Amamaya, the moment that all of the nations do actually hear the Kol Karna Mashrukita Katros, the Sapcha, the Psanterin, the Chozani Zimara, you might have heard that before, Naflin kolam amayu maya v'lishnaya sagdin letzelem dahava dekim nevuchadnetzer malka. And indeed, at that very moment, all of them, as the moment they hear the symphony break out in sound, they are on their faces. Kol kabel dana, yet, while that's going on, beizimna, at that very moment, karivu guvrin kastain. Now, there was a lot of jealousy afoot against the appointment of Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah, a bunch of Jews, above the other members that had been up there in the bureaucracy for so many decades, and all of a sudden this Daniel character pushes them in, gets his friends put into these positions, obviously, hashchata completely. I mean, it's all a bunch of inside trading. They were furious. So they were just waiting. They were just waiting for this moment. And they walk right up to Nebuchadnezzar. The Achalu Kartzehon de Yehudaya. Beautiful, beautiful Aramaic expression. Achalu Kartzehon means they ate the winks, meaning they attended this. It means literally, it's an expression, literally means ate the winks, which conjures up this vision, as Rashi understands it, of a cocktail party where everybody is giving over all the gossip to destroy the careers of all the other people with a wink. So when you're eating winks, you're saying over Lashon Hara. So the word V'achalu Katzeon is straight out. It's exactly what it's all about. And what it means is they went straight to Nebuchadnezzar and they started spreading these things about the Jews. And they said to him, Anu ve'amarun, they did proclaim and announce to Nebuchadnezzar, Malka, Malka le'almen chei, may you live forever, O great king. But seems to us, Aunt Malka, samta te'em, did you not issue a decree I think that's what it said. That's what he said. And as a matter of fact, there was that second clause, very important second clause. Umindiloi pelvi is good. Yitremele goat to nura yakirita will be thrown into a massive heated furnace. That's what you said. Well, it happens to be. Itai guvrinu doi, there are these Jewish men, which you may recall, the manita yaton, you the one who appointed them. God knows why you would appoint them, but you appointed them alavidat medinat babel by the names of Shadrach, Meshach, v'Abednego. Now those guys, Gavraya Ilech, Lo Samu Alach Malkataim, they are absolutely not taking you seriously. They don't. That's the way Rashi understands it. They do not on you. In other words, they are giving no attention to aim to you. And that's a very reasonable interpretation, because otherwise the Alach doesn't make sense. Others try to explain that to aim as the decree, aforementioned decree, and the Alach to aim would be your, but it's not grammatically correct. So this is how Rashi understands. In other words, they have no interest, really, to find any Eitzah in themselves to even pretend that you matter to them. You don't matter to them. You know how we know? First of all, Elohach lo polchim. First of all, we'd like you to know they never did accept the state religion. And when it comes to this Tzelem da'ava de hakimata, la sagdin, they're refusing to bow down to it. And at that moment, Nebuchadnezzar, with much anger and heat, amal la'ayetaya l'shadrach meshach v'avednego, he had them dragged in front of him. At which point, indeed, these men were brought in front of the king. Is it indeed true? I mean, surely it couldn't be true. The Medrash says, so that's the question. It was Hatzta. The Medrash has, it's not a word that anybody knows exactly. Some learn, it's very interesting, some learn Hatzta from the words Tzada, Asher lo Tzada velo imina liyado. Tzada, did you really plan to do this, or did something just happen which you were thinking about something else, or maybe your ears were stuffed? Or, but Chazal have an interesting interpretation of Hatzta, is that you have turned my religion as something weird and aside. So the Medrash has a lot of very cute things at which this was meant to be a remez to them. And he's saying it in sarcastic horror. Surely, you Jews, whose Avodah Zarah is famous all over the world, I mean, surely you can't have anything against bowing down to Tzelem. I mean, that's ridiculous. So what could this possibly be all about? Or you guys, where all of the gold and the war in the world, as the Loshon and the Keshayitim Ba'artzichem, Hayitim Osim Kitot Kitot L'Avodah Zarah, in all place, that's all that was going on over there. And now all of a sudden you're the great moralist. You're not going to bow down as a chumrah. Oh, I like, this is rich. This is really rich. Kasbamu Zavam Asulahem Atzabim. But my Avodah Zarah, that's Sidur, huh? That's nothing. What's with you guys? And then there's another Medrash that says, first of all, even if you hadn't, when you come here, you're supposed to be that way. There's a din of dinin malchut adina. You've heard that one. So you're supposed to be listening to me. And then it says, vavatem sham Elohim acherim ma'aseh yedei adam. Elohim ma'aseh yedei adam. Which doesn't really mean, they say to him, come on, it doesn't mean, it means in the worship of such people or in taking care of such a country. It's the equivalent of, we'll pay your taxes. That's what it means. Because those taxes go to support the church. As the matter, so it's the same as worshiping foreign gods. Or some say, he said to them, that doesn't it say the Elohim about us? So he said to them, we call kings gods. We're very mechabed them. It doesn't mean chas v'shalom that we believe in any avodah and so on. So the hatzda, according to that, would mean you're trying to turn me into delegitimize me after everything that you guys do. And of course, this interpretation is very meaningful, because remember, we saw the suddenness of the change in how it was that a country that was completely unaffected by Yoshio and a massive tshuva movement and Batei Midrashim all over that was meant to be Metaken Avodah Zarah should suddenly, instantly turn around, be Moser Nefesh, not to worship Avodah Zarah. It is strange. And it's Nebuchadnezzar is bringing out now how strange it is. So I'll tell you what I'm going to do, boys. I'm going to give you another chance. What do you say? Okay? We're going to make you a deal you can't refuse. Ka'an, now, how about we start this over again, okay? Hein iteichon atidin. Now, you get yourselves all ready, all right? Here's what you're going to get ready for. Tibe'ina de tishma'un. Oh, now we're going to hear it again. Tibe'ina de tishma'un. The moment that you hear the kol karna masrukisa katro sapkap santarin visumponia v'chozine zimora tiplun v'tiskidun v'tzalma de'avedet. You are to do this exactly as it was originally described. And yes, that old second clause, I forgot about that. Vehin lo tiskedun, and if you don't bow down, be shata at that very instant. There won't be any courts. Tetrumun lego atunura yikirita. You'll be thrown right into that fiery furnace. Umanuela diishtes vinchon min yadai. And where is the God that could save you from my hands? After all, don't give me a stuff about Hashem, Elokei Hashem. I might destroy the Beit HaMikdash. Did he ever get in the way? Did he try to protect his Beit HaMikdash? He's going to protect you. Come off it, guys. Ano Shadrach Meshach Ve'Avednego. And so they open their mouths, Ve'amrin Lamalka, and they say in front of the king, and this is the weirdest thing, he calls him a melech, and they call him by his first name. They don't say, oh, great King Nebuchadnezzar. They say, hey, Nebuchadnezzar, baby. As a matter of fact, we don't even think it's important enough to answer what you're saying. It's so stupid. Not exactly the way to make him happy. So the Medrash says, well, then why did it say Lamalka? Because they made it very clear to him. Hold on a second. When it comes to questions of local law, taxes, being good, law-abiding citizens, you are indeed the king, and we greatly respect you. When it comes to anything else, you're just you, the Lashon HaMedrash, just nabi, nabnab. That's the way that you say nivicha, bark, bark, in Aramaic or in Hebrew. So navach. As far as we're concerned, you and the dog have exactly the same level of our interest. We wouldn't answer our dog if he said bark, bark. And that's all we hear you saying, bark, bark. And therefore, this is irrelevant. Because you ask, where is the God that could save you? Ha! Heni te Elohana, there is indeed a God. The one, the Anachta Pochin, the one that we worship. Yachil l'shezavutana. He could easily save us. Minatun nura yakirta for these silly little fires of yours. Not only that, min yadach malka. There's nothing you could do to us anyway. Yeshaziv. And if he doesn't, well, we don't care. Vehin lo, he may decide that we're not worth saving. But yadir lahavilach malka. You should know one thing. There ain't no way we'd ever give in to your ridiculous stuff. We are not going to worship your gods. We are never going to bow down to this ridiculous statue. Now put that in your pipe and smoke it. He was absolutely furious. And his whole shape of his face became contorted. Al Shadrach Meshach Avednego, Anevi Amar, and so he gave an immediate demand, Lemeza, to heat up, La Tuna Chad Shiva, make it 7 times as hot as you usually do. What temperature is it usually at? Make it 3,000 degrees. Al Di Chazel Amazi, from the amount that it's really meant to be heated. I don't care if the whole thing cracks and explodes. I want it to. Obviously, he's really thinking that this is a competition. In other words, if you can make it hot enough, maybe God will cool it down a bit. But how hot could he really fight me? I'll go to the bitter end. We'll take it to the absolute extreme. I'll even risk the thing exploding in our faces. Let's see if he can cool that one off. And not only that, if he thinks he can maybe break the bounds of Hanani, Mishael, Azariah before they fall into it, I'm going to take the strongest, the best. And he'll never be able to do anything about them. The greatest heroes in his army, he calls them out and he says to them, Amar lechafata, tie up Shadrach, Meshach, ve'Avednego, lemirme le'atun nurei akieta, and get ready to throw them in to the fiery furnace. And at that moment, badayim gufrayin ileich, kefitu besarvelehon, patishehon, v'charbelaton, ulevusheon. And so at that moment, those very men, Hanani, Mishael, v'Azariah, were tied up, strangely wearing their very beautiful clothes, their smoking jackets and their coats and their decorated pants. And the Gemara says, what in the world were they doing wearing these outfits at a moment like this? Says the Gemara, exactly. It teaches you that when you are going to meet this type of Nisoyan and may be in fact taken to the execution, don't look scared. Don't appear as if it bothers you. Go in with your head held high, looking like $1 million. This is what your grandfather did when they came to take him away. Right? He used to wear these beautiful... Huh? Oh, he used to wear beautiful clothes when the Russians would throw him into the prison. Kol kabeldena mindimilat malka machtsefa viatuna ezeyatira. And all of this was because the words of the king were very strong. Oh boy, he was really nervous. And this oven was heated, overheated. And then, Guvraya ilech diasikula shatach meshach avednego, katilamon sheviva dinura. Because of the fact that they couldn't argue, because of the fact that they couldn't hesitate, and they needed to go right up there, and the thing was insanely overheated, as they got close to it, they were burnt to a crisp. So the guys that were carrying Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, a flame came out of the thing suddenly and simply burnt them up, says the Medrash. At the same time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, why don't we burn up some of Nebuchadnezzar too, just so he knows what's going on. So he got pretty seriously burnt as well. And then, Guvraya, Ilach, these three men, Telatehon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, if you didn't get that the first time, the second time, the third time, Nefala lego aton yakideta bechaftin, fell straight into, as these guys were killed and they're falling back. You had to climb up on top in order to get these guys off. These guys fall and their victims fall into the fire. And they fall lego aton nura yakideta as they are tied up bechaftin. And at that moment, and then Nebuchadnezzar was shocked, got up in absolute amazement and shock. Anevi Amar Lahadavrui, and he says to his cabinet, the ones that are his miyat, I say miyat, his advisors. Halag Guvrin Tlata Remina Lagunura Mechatfin. Did we throw in three guys tied up into a furnace, or was I imagining things? The Amrin Lamalka, they say to the king, oh yes indeed, Malka, that's exactly what had happened. Yatsiva Malka, yep, that's what happened. Well, he says, we've got a problem. Guvrin Arba'a, there's four people in there, and not only that, they ain't tied up either. They're Shirayin, they're actually walking around free. They seem to be having a good time. Mahalch and Begonura walking in the middle of all of that flame. V'chavalo itaybahon. They don't seem to be suffering in any way. Oh my God. And not only that, the one that is the fourth guy, he looks like a god or the son of God or something. And of course the Medrash says at that moment they got another piece of fire can threaten to burn him out. Did you say Sadaka? Sorry, I meant the Malach, which he indeed calls him later. But so what happened? According to the Gemara, first of all, how could he even see? So there were six Nisim that took place at that moment. First of all, the furnace, which was actually deep underground, only the rim was above ground. So it was like a two-story high rim. But then inside, I mean, this is where they would burn seed and so on. It was it needed to be in the ground. So the whole thing was lifted up. As it lifted up, also, and this is the second thing that happened, so that they could see it, the walls cracked and fell. So that now all of the things were open to the public and everybody there could see what was happening. Then the bottom fell out, which allowed all of the heated material to hit the statue, melt the base. The entire thing falls into it and melts it in a noble mess. This while Nebuchadnezzar is watching the guys walking around inside of the fire. And then at that very moment, Yechezkel is told to go out to Bikat Dura, and that's where we have the Medrash in Yechezkel about the Atzamot Ayeveshot. And so he's Mechaya these Atzamot, and the Medrash says that all of a sudden Nebuchadnezzar sees these flying skeletons hitting him in the head. What's going on? He says, well, you know, their friends are out there being Mechaya Mesim while you're trying to kill these guys. Don't you find that a little bit ironic? And at the same time, if you take a look at the end of the story, four of the types of the list disappear. So obviously they had been destroyed by the fire. So it also managed to destroy four representatives of it. I mean, the Lashon HaGemara is the Malchim, but actually destroyed four main types of participants in this whole thing. And so all of this was going now on at one time. And so this made Nebuchadnezzar a little nervous, as you can imagine. Bedayin kerev Nebuchadnezzar. I mean, if you're going to be saved, I mean, don't you run out? So then he goes over to the place where the door was, Litra Tunure Akirita, and he shouts down there and he says, Shadrach Meshach Vavednego, Avdoi Delahai Allah, those who serve the great God, Pukumatu, get out of there and come out. Ba'adain, and then Nafkin Shadrach Meshach Vavednego, Mingo Nura. He said, why did you get out of there? What do you mean? We only went in with Rishus. Why would we go out without Rishus? It's quite comfortable. When you told us to go out, we went out. Any other questions? And so at that point, Umit Kansina Hashtarpnaya Signayo Parvata. What happened to everybody else? After we repeated their name so many times, that's the Gemara's Raya, that they must have been destroyed. So only the ones that had been furthest away, those were the, they were up on the, you know, they had the seats, what do they call them, the box seats, you know. But the people that were down on the ground, they were all gone. They were destroyed. So the heat of the furnace, when it broke open on the bottom, not only melted down the statue and threw it down on its face as it melted, but killed everyone that was around it. And so everybody is there surrounding this whole thing. And Chazayin Luguvraya Ilef, they see with their own eyes, that the fire has had absolutely no impact on their bodies. Their hair wasn't even singed. It had melted their chains, but it hadn't touched their beautiful clothing. Not only that, you'd think they're going to have to throw out their smoking jacket. Reach nur lo adat b'hon. They didn't even smell of smoke. So they actually had smelled like they had come out of the dry cleaners. Ane Nebuchadnezzar ve'amar, Rich elohon di Shadrach Meshach ve'Avednego. Blessed is the God of these men. Dishlach malachei. Note, he no longer talks about the Son of God. Who sent an angel. V'sheziv lav doi ditrachitzu alohi. And saved his servants who trusted him. Umilat malka shaniv v'ahave geshmahon. And they ignored now the words of the king and gave over their bodies to be destroyed. As just for the purpose de lo yiflechun Just to make it clear that they will never worship or bow down to any god other than their god. Umini sim to aim, and I now issue a decree, dikol am uma v'lisham, that any nationality, any political group, nationality or language, the yema shalom, who will speak complacently, al elohan d'shadrach b'shach v'aved nagar, against the god of these people, he will be chopped up to bits. Hadamim yitaved. We heard that before. Ubaitenev al yishtave. We're going to turn his home into a garbage dump. Kol kabel deloitayla charon diyikulat salakidana. As against the fact there is no other God who would be able to save like this. Badayin malka hatzlach b'shadrach b'shach b'aved nego b'minat babel. And was that at that point that the king now advanced the position of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego over the country of Babel? Nebuchadnezzar, Malka, Lechol HaMamayim, Umayim, Lishnaya. Message. Doesn't even say message. It just goes directly into... This is the audiovisual age. You're supposed to be looking on the side to see a picture now. From King Nebuchadnezzar. Oh, it's a beautiful way of writing. It doesn't say, and then Nebuchadnezzar wrote a messenger. No. Nebuchadnezzar Malka speaking to all Umayim Elishnaya who live anywhere on this earth. The dire in Becholara Shlomchem Yizge. May you have great peace. Atayavetim Haya the Avadimi Alaha Ilaha Shvar Kadama Elaha Chavaya. Notice we use all of this in the Aramaic song that we talked about. Right? All of these words appear in the song about Shabbos. We've come back. We'll see. That's going to keep on going. So Shvar Kadamai LaHachavaya. It is proper in my eyes to say over the incredible miracles and signs that the great God has done in front of me, and I say Atoi Kama Rav Ravim. How marvelous are His works. Vitim Hoi Kama Takifim. His wonders, how powerful. Malchutei Malchut Olam, His Malchut is forever. V'sholtaneim dar v'dar, and of course this is accepting now the vision of the coming of Mashiach and the true Malchus, that is the only thing that will live forever and ever. And that's when he responded to the words of the Atzamot that had come to wake him up to the fact that he's acting pretty foolish.